Good morning. It's Thursday, September the 5th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. It is so good to be with you on these mornings and walking in this journey we call Exodus. Let's begin today with our prayer of consecration. You ready? Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, I never really get tired of that prayer. We pray it the same every day, and I think I probably begin it with that scripture text, wake up, just to say, you know what, you prayed this prayer yesterday, but we got to pray it again today. Yesterday's consecration is not enough for today's transformation, and today's transformation is not enough for tomorrow's demonstration. It's day by day by day, and don't go to sleep at the wheel of these words. All right. Well, that was just a little free admonition for you as we get going this morning. Our title of our entry today, I love this one. I'm like, am I bragging on myself when I say I love the title I wrote? If I am, forgive me. How to get from wasteland wandering to wilderness walking. Our text is Exodus 2, chapter 2, verses 11 through 15. Hear now the word of the Lord. One day after Moses had grown up, he went out to where his own people were and watched them at their hard labor. He saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his own people. Looking this way and that, and seeing no one, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. The next day he went out and saw two Hebrews fighting. He asked the one in the wrong, "Why are you hitting your fellow Hebrew?" The man said, "Who made you ruler and judge over us? Are you thinking of killing me as you killed the Egyptian?" Then Moses was afraid and thought, "What I did must have become known." When Pharaoh heard of this, he tried to kill Moses. But Moses fled from Pharaoh and went to live in Midian, where he sat down by a well. Now, a priest of Midian had seven daughters, and they came to draw water and fill the troughs to water their father's flock. Some shepherds came along and drove them away, but Moses came up to their rescue and watered their flock. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. There is the will of God, and then there are the ways of God. And when the will of God is not executed in the ways of God, it leads to the wilderness of God. Or maybe it's the wasteland. Today's text is a case in point. The will of God opposes the cruel and unjust treatment of slaves, of anyone. But backing up a step, the will of God opposes slavery altogether. Moses intervened against an Egyptian slave master who was abusing an Israelite slave. So far, so good, right? He took it a step further and killed the Egyptian, That's where the road forked on the will of God. There is a God way of dealing with cruelty, injustice, and abuse. However, when one does evil to defeat evil, it still leaves us with evil. The right thing done in the wrong way is the wrong thing, right? When the will of God is not carried out according to the ways of God, it leads to the wilderness of God. Again, maybe the wasteland. And those are different things. The prophet Isaiah put it this way centuries later, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." That's Isaiah 55, 8 and 9. What happens when a person does the right thing in the wrong way? Or they do the will of God apart from the ways of God? Well, they lose credibility. It diminishes their authority. It destroys their witness. Isn't that what happened with Moses here? The next day, he went out and saw two Hebrews fighting. He asked the one in the wrong, "Why are you hitting your fellow Hebrew?" The man said, "Who made you ruler and judge over us? Are you thinking of killing me as you killed the Egyptian?" The end does not justify the means. It proved costly for Moses, sending him from his palace of extreme privilege into what would be a long and challenging season of wilderness. It would be in these years that Moses would become trained in the ways of God and profoundly prepared to pursue the will of God in the deliverance of the people of God. When Moses killed the Egyptian slave master, he stepped out of plan A and into plan B. When Pharaoh heard this, he tried to kill Moses. But Moses fled from Pharaoh and went to live in Midian, where he sat down by a well. I'm drawn to this phrase and image. He sat down by a well. The Bible is full of well stories. See if you can remember some of them today. Very significant things happen at wells. I recently connected the notion of a well with the idea of wellness. It's a playful connection, admittedly, but I wonder if there might be more to it. A well is a place of refreshment and restoration. A well is a place of community and encounter. Ponder these connections today in your own life. A well and the wellness that comes with refreshment and restoration, with community and encounter. Wells in the Bible are turning points. They're places where the Spirit of God graciously narrates us back into plan A. At these wells of God, strategically placed in the wilderness seasons of our lives, our painful wandering, our wasteland wandering transforms into purposeful wilderness walking. In the interest of getting from plan B back to plan A, what we most need is a deeper well. The prayer for deliverance. Lord Jesus, you are my deliverer. I hear you decree a season of exodus over me. over my family and my church. I receive it. And as you decree it, I declare it. I receive your deliverance from my broken ways into the higher and better ways of God. I receive your deliverance from a wasteland of lostness into the wilderness of new life. Jesus, lead me to the deeper well of the Holy Spirit today. I thirst for living water. And let's sing this Gloria. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. 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 Here's a few journal prompts for us today. Have you ever done what you understood to be the will of God, yet not in the ways of God? That kind of sounds like parenting to me. Help us, Lord. What happened? How did that go? Are you experiencing a wasteland of lostness, becoming a wilderness of purpose? Would you ask Jesus to meet you at a God well today? We're going to sing here in a minute. As I was even going through this morning, a song came to my mind. I'm going to sing it. It's not in the hymnal. It's what we'd call a spiritual song. I remember it from the 90s. You are my hiding place. It's a song of deliverance. So we're going to sing that one, but I think we'll also sing this one, number 439. It's one of my favorite little hymns. I haven't sung it a lot, but I love it every time I sing it. It's not one I've really heard much in church. It's very short. Lord, speak to me is the name of it. 439, if you want to hold that place. But I did have some more comments, just a couple here, as I've thought about wells and the wells of the Bible. I thought about the wells Abraham dug. And then, you know, there's a place where it says, and Isaac dug again the wells of his father Abraham. In every generation, you know, sometimes we can drink from the wells of our forefathers and foremothers, but sometimes those wells get filled in and we have to dig them again. Then I thought about Isaac, you know, at the well with where he met Rebecca. Or not, Isaac wasn't there, his servant was there and prayed that really amazing prayer. The Lord led him to Rebecca for Isaac's wife. And then, of course, the most famous well story in all of Scripture is Jacob's well, where we see Jesus in John chapter 4. Pulling up there right at high noon. He's the only one there. And then along came a Samaritan woman. And you know the story. He says, will you give me a drink? And she says, you know, how are you asking me for a drink? This is out of line. Where am I? You're a Jew. I'm a Samaritan woman. And then Jesus famously says, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that asked you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. You see, this Samaritan woman, Jesus knew, she was stuck in plan B. Her life had become really a predictable hell, a lost wasteland. And he had come to that well that day to meet her and to lead her into a promised land, you know, and certainly the way to that promised land it's a wilderness way, but it's the way of God and the ways of God. And he came to say basically to her, I am the way. And I have the living water. He says, indeed, the water that I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Now, that story, you know, this is where he's like, go get your husband. And she's like, I don't have a husband. And he's like, yeah, thanks for keeping it real, Fotine. He said, the fact is you've had five husbands and the man you have now is not your husband. And so he just kind of starts reading her mail, gently, I would imagine, but sounds stern, compassionate, but honest, truth. But love, right? That's what we need more of in our relationships. Anyway, she goes and brings back the whole town. And, you know, this story, just this woman, we know from tradition that her name was Fotine, which means luminous one. She actually became one of the most significant figures in the early church. She was given the designation equal to the apostles. Not very many people through history have ever been given that designation. She's one of them. She actually went to Emperor Nero and witnessed about Jesus. And he was so furious he had her thrown in a well, a dry well, where she ultimately died a martyr's death. It's an unbelievable story. Fotine, luminous one. And it was at a well where her life completely turned, where she went from brokenness to wholeness, from emptiness to fullness, from chaos to new creation, from darkness to light, from death to life. I could go on. That's what happens at wells, and that's my encouragement. Guys, that well, it's within sight today. Can we just pull off the path for a minute and find it? Can we sit there and say, Jesus, I'm here. I'm going to wait for you at this well today. And what we'll find is the quieter and stiller we get, we'll realize, you know what? He was here waiting for me. And just see where that goes. Show up again tomorrow. That's how the wasteland of Plan B becomes the wilderness of Plan A again. And of course, that's the way he makes in the wilderness, leading us to the land of promise. Be encouraged. He's got you. He's got us. I'm just going to see if I can remember that old song. You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Let the weak say I am strong in the strength of the Lord. Amen. Let's sing our hymn. 439. Lord, speak to me that I may speak in living echoes of thy tone. As thou hast sought, so let me seek thine erring children lost and lone. You know, I think the Lord's calling us back to that other song. Let's sing it again. If you don't know the words, just let me sing it over you as a song of deliverance, and then we'll close. I feel like some of us are needing this song today. I need it. You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Let the weak say I am strong in the strength of the Lord. I will trust in you. Let's just sing it to him. I will trust in you. Let the weak say I am strong in the strength of the Lord. I'm just going to leave you with that, and you may just need to keep on singing it. You are my hiding place. That's that well. Let's go find it today. Don't forget your seeds. There'll be other people looking for that well too. I'll see you. I'll see you at the well today on the field for the awakening. I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend. Leave us a rating and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.